And now to your letters. Eric Westervelt's series on Israel's barrier keeps filling our inbox. The response has been passionate from listeners on all sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. One comment especially caught our eye. Kevin B. from New Orleans was reading others' online posts, and he writes this. One listener claimed that you were being too sympathetic to the Israeli cause by not highlighting Israel's aggression that started the conflict. Another listener suggested that you were sympathetic to Palestine by ignoring the violence caused by suicide bombers. In my opinion, he writes, if both extremes accuse you of being biased, it proves you're doing a good job. Keep up the good work. On a lighter note, our story on the Bemidji State Beavers' Cinderella skate to the Frozen Four, that's the NCAA hockey semifinals, prompted this letter from Carol Reamer Coles of Starks, Maine. It's the Frozen Four, not the Frozen One, she writes. It was fun to hear about the Beavers, but what about a mention of the other three college teams? I'm a longtime hockey fan and enjoyed the fact that all things considered this event deservedly newsworthy, but to have no mention of my alma mater, Boston University, I went from psyched to sad. Well, Carol, as you know, the BU Terriers posted a thrilling 5-4 victory over Vermont last night, and Bemidji lost to Miami of Ohio. The winners will meet in Saturday's finals. And finally, Joel Rose's story on the rights to Frank Zappa's music prompted happy memories for Alex Robson of Portland, Oregon. It's a shame it took a disagreement over that music to bring it to NPR, but I'm happy to bump into Frank's ghost whenever I can. I nearly fell off my chair when I heard the familiar strains of Lumpy Gravy, a rich, tuneful, and sprightly suite I'd once used as a theme in a radio show. That was 3 or 9 lives ago, Mr. Robson says. Thanks for the smile from Frank's time machine of memories. Please let us know if we send you back or forward. We do like to hear from you. Write to us at npr.org and click on Contact Us.